Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Joining us in the studio right now is Trevor Crowe, who I know. Trevor, don't I know you since the beginning of my radio career?
Yes,
on
absolutely.
WSTC NLK, mm-hmm. right? Like yes. From 1,000 years ago. Trevor was also a radio host on Saturday yes. mornings when I started. You have always been a therapist, and then you also went into politics.
I did.
And just by a smidgen of, 89 votes?
Correct.
Less than 2 years ago, you lost to Ryan Fazio for the state Senate district that encompasses Greenwich, mm-hmm. but also a little bit of New Canaan and Stamford.
Correct.
We had a chance to get to know Nick Simmons. He has declared that he would like to be the Democratic nominee. You were the Democratic nominee, Trevor, and you would like to be again. Is that right?
Yes, I would.
So, hello and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you.
Great to see you. Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
So, and you live in Greenwich?
I do. I live in Cos Cob.
I live in Cos Cob. Oh, you know who else lives there? Jim Himes.
Yes, he does. Down the street.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the logistics of this. There is now a contest between you and Nick. When does that contest get, you know, how does that work?
Well, okay, so Wednesday, a week from today, we will be selecting delegates in each of our districts.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So first there's a selection. They're not already selected.
Nope, they've got to be voted in by members. And then May 14th will be a convention at Town Hall in Greenwich where there will be a vote up or down, me or Nick. And we'll find out then for sure. And depending on the spread, so to speak, if one of us gets 15%, I believe you can ask for a primary.
Oh.
So a primary would go into August.
August.
I don't know the date yet if
okay.
there's a primary.
And then that person gets to be on the ballot with the D number. With
correct.
The D. Okay.
Correct.
And then, of course, some people just choose to petition and get on anyway.
Yes, they do.
Right. I remember that's how Bob Stefanowski got,
yes,
you know, his campaign. And he almost made it, but he didn't make it. So who votes for the delegates? How does that work?
So right now, each of the memberships of the three towns, each of the members will vote on delegates. And in New Canaan, based on their bylaws, it'll be a slate. In Stamford, it's kind of a combination of the two.
Okay.
And then in Greenwich, it's a member by member vote.
Okay. Oh, so it's different. Wow.
Different. Each town has its own bylaws.
So you're busy right now.
Very busy.
You're
talking.
Very busy. Now, do you know most of
day.
These people from the last time around? Did they vote you in as you know, as the person they wanted to run the last time?
Yes. Many of them I do have a previous relationship with, which is wonderful. We do have new members in each of the town committees. So it's been interesting getting to know new people. We have a bunch of very young people coming in, especially in Greenwich, which is really cool. I'm delighted to welcome all these really interesting people who are devoted to Democrats and our value system, et cetera. So it's been actually quite fun.
And what about you and Nick? Do you ever, like, how does that go?
It's interesting. He is very engaging, and I've told his sister, quite adorable young man, and truly, we see each other at different events.
I bet you do.
Back and forth.
I bet.
And, so it's sort of this neck and neck interesting race.
Okay.
And, you know, full respect and dignity. And I think we agreed early on to, be kind or basically good to one another. And
yeah. So you're not going to be doing any mudslinging at the moment.
At the moment, no.
Yeah.
In general, I'm not a big believer in that.
No.
I believe in, talking about what you really care about and what you'll do and to make a difference. And a lot of people are like, but you guys have such similar value systems,
right?
Which we do. So I've been trying to sort of explain to people, when elected, I will be focusing on things that'll be really supportive of families, women caregivers. I'm a mental health professional, as you mentioned. So I'm very interested in helping our profession get paid better. We need more of us, more licensed professionals in our state. We have, again, just like every other state, but we have addiction. We have, unfortunately, death by suicide. There's a lot of things we still need to be working on. Our young people are still struggling since COVID. So I want to be focusing on things that I really care about. Of course, women's reproductive health is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's not going away. I know a lot of people in the state of Connecticut feel that we're safe. We are, unless we have a Republican majority on the federal level. And that's very scary to me. So I want us to maintain our majority at the Democratic level. A supermajority would help us get a codified, so we'd make Roe a constitutional change. So we would actually be in our Constitution.
In the Connecticut Constitution.
In Connecticut Constitution. So we need that.
Trevor Crowe, we're going to be right back. Stay tuned for more of the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the show. Trevor Crowe is with us. She is a therapist, but also a politician. And she's vying for the seat, the state Senate seat that represents Greenwich and parts of New Canaan and Stamford as well, as a Democrat, trying to become the Democratic nominee for the second time. Trevor, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Trevor, one of the things I know that is most on your mind in general is you feel that women and women's needs and women's rights need to have a strong voice in Hartford.
Absolutely.
And specifically, what policies do you think we need to either continue or to change that animate you to run?
Well, one of the things is women's health. Just in general, if you've noticed, President Biden just started an initiative of research for women on many levels. We haven't scientifically researched women's health in general well enough. If you look back 20 years, most studies were done on men.
I know.
So one of the things that I hear about, again, this is my practice. I have a lot of
female women are good.
But female women are good. Who are going through menopause. And this is an area that is not really spoken about. It's still stigmatized.
Except on the Lisa Wexler Show.
And I love that you talk about
that. Where we speak about it daily. I'm having a flash.
Oh my gosh. So we, as a society, as a culture, really haven't paid much attention to it.
True.
Information is all over the place, up and down, everywhere. I have clients saying, hey, I had to ask my friend what she does, and my doctor that I spoke to, sort of dismissed me in the process. And our hormone replacement therapy isn't paid for by insurance or isn't covered.
Why?
Some of it's compounded, apparently.
So what?
So, well, again, so what? There are so many things that men get paid for.
Yeah.
And we don't. So for me, I think we need equitable treatment, even an insurance level.
Oh, that would be great.
Research of just being able to speak the word and say, and just by the way, at least half of the workforce right now are women. And most of us are in this age range of
going through it
or post. Many businesses never even talk about it, certainly not in any of their anything that you'd walk into HR and if you asked a question about menopause, they'd be like, huh? Now, in the UK, they've done some really interesting stuff. Nothing's mandated, but the government is saying, can we make partnerships? Barclays Bank and a few other large corporations have research, have resources, suggest things like perhaps a cold room in an office park or something where women get a chance to get through through the day, and they're appreciated. So when we're pregnant or we're breastfeeding, some of us, or some companies do actually allow for accommodations. This is part of a woman's whole life. You are going to go through this. Every one of us goes through it. Yeah, hopefully, if you don't go through it, then you didn't make it through it, right? So here we are. I think there we could be talking more about it. We could, and again, I don't want to mandate businesses to do anything specifically. Mm-hmm. Just ask for, use the word, make it something that we hear and we understand, and we're not like, oh, don't say it, don't talk about that.
Well, I mean, I think what we have is an enormous ignorance, because we had this study done a long time ago that scared women out of mm-hmm. taking any estrogen. Mm-hmm. Then we have the scientists, the doctors, like Mary Jane Minkin, who's been on our show frequently, to say that that was a bogus study, and that the vast majority of women, it would be the minority of women that should not take hormone replacement therapy, estrogen, and a combination of estrogen and progesterone when they go through menopause, because of bone and brain. Mm-hmm. Bone and brain, bone and brain, bone and brain.
Yep.
That's it.
And some testosterone, some need that too.
Yeah.
So that was the nurse's study back, I believe it was in 2002. And it sort of blew it up. It said you're going to get breast cancer,
your
heart issues. And it really was a terrible study.
Terrible, because all these doctors stopped prescribing it.
Just silenced everybody in the discussion for 20 years.
Right.
So here we are. And I do believe we could be doing more on a legislative level to give women our people.
You could go so deep into the healthcare mess that we have, Trevor Crowe. It is so inequitable on so many levels. The things that people, basically the biggest issue is that healthcare insurance companies have become our doctors without a medical degree.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They frankly decide what treatments we get, what devices we get, what drugs we get. It's outrageous. Since when did they go to medical school?
It's an unbelievable situation. So yes, I would like to see that change. Again, the reason why you want to put more women on your legislature is because you're going to get issues like this tackled. Only 33% of our Senate right now in the state of Connecticut are women. Mm. That puts us down like 18, 19. We're pretty far down. We're at one point as a state, we were pretty far ahead. We had Ella Grasso, who was the first woman elected governor, fully elected. We were ahead. Now we're kind
Jody Rell was elected.
Jody Rell was elected governor. We on our legislature have kind of dipped into the mid-range of states. And as a blue state, 54% of our population are women here in the state of Connecticut. In my district, 63% of registered voters are women. Women. Okay. My message resonated last time around because Roe fell because of Dobbs. And I was just saying, we cannot have this person, Ryan Fazio, who voted against the Reproductive Freedom Act. He doesn't represent our values. It is time for us to have a change. And that was the beginning of a conversation. And it resonated, absolutely. That's why I lost by only 89 votes. I shocked everyone. And it was a newly redistricted district. We got more of New Canaan, which is more Republican.
And you got Stanford, which is more Democrat.
Yep. But in that redistrict, it was more New Canaan. So literally nobody thought I had a chance.
I see.
So that's why I'm like, this is the message. I want to stay on message. And by the way, we also know in COVID, women held the responsibility for kind of everything in the household. The cooking, the cleaning, now the teaching, the emotional burden, et cetera, et cetera. I just want us to have a little bit of a break. We need paid family leave. I think we should have a caregiver tax credit. That means if you're looking after kids or elderly parents, you get a tax credit. We should have a little help here along the way. We are not paid for much of our labor. And again, not all people who are at home taking care of kids are women. I get it. And kudos to anybody who makes that choice.
Yeah, most are.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So that's kind of part of my thought process. Also, because I see a lot of divorce, I'm appreciative and aware of Jennifer's Law, but it also needs to go a little further. Coercive control, we are now able to talk about. We understand. I see a lot of domestic violence. By the way, in Greenwich, we had an uptick in domestic violence calls this past year. 7,000 calls to the hotline.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
For one town?
It encompasses a region, but it was up. It wasn't quite doubled, but it was up quite a bit. So it's the second most investigated crime in Greenwich.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of men legislators tackling this problem? We need
It's
more.
Mostly women that come to the forefront.
Yeah.
There's an organization called Connecticut Protective Moms. Mm-hmm. Do you get their newsletters?
Yep,
Betsy Keller. She's quite something. She's
terrific.
From Greenwich.
She's terrific. I talk to her quite a lot.
Yeah.
And
she's a real advocate for women.
She's amazing. She's brought to my attention a lot of these issues. But again, we could be doing more on expanding coercive control. It's a start, but we have something called, and this is not the right description, but it's the only one that I have today, parental alienation. So this happens, say the dad says to the college age kid, if you speak to your mother, I won't pay for college. That's parental alienation. That happens.
Yeah.
It's awful. Stuff like that happens. So I would like to see that tackled, as well as this, we call it litigation abuse. Post-divorce,
But how would you propose specifically, how would you propose to tamp down these tremendously acrimonious divorces? What do you think some of the good ideas are out there, Trevor Crowe?
This is a tough one. We would need more parental, this supervision. We need more guardian ad litem. We need maybe create a fund for supervised visitation, et cetera, so people do get to have a relationship with their children. Even if you're in jail, you get to see your kids.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, in some cases, the spouse that got alienated can't even see their children mm-hmm. for years at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not okay. It's not, again, if you have a supervised visitation schedule where somebody's watching and making sure and sort of giving everybody a chance to at least interact, that's better than nothing.
Okay. We're chatting with Trevor Crowe. So these issues, the issues that affect women, the issues that women are most impacted by, these are the things that are animating you most in public life.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Families.
Do you have children yourself?
I do. My daughter got married in Charleston, South Carolina this weekend. It was this past weekend.
Congratulations.
It was so fun. Oh my gosh. I had more fun watching my daughter get married. It was
And you obviously like the guy then.
Adore.
Now, why did they choose Charleston?
I took him away down there a weekend a couple years ago, and they loved it. And his mom lives in Atlanta. They just really vibed there. They loved it.
And where are they going to live?
They live in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, they went from back down south to north.
Yeah. She's a lawyer. He's a doctor.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's super nice. It's good to have a doctor in the family.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Especially if they'll write you some antibiotic prescriptions now and then. Sometimes we're having trouble with my doctor cousin, but most of the time he comes through.
It must be good to have a judge in the family.
Well, you know, people think it is, but actually, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm pretty judgy some of the time. Maybe they don't like that so much. We're chatting with Trevor Crowe. We're having some fun today. And is your daughter your only child?
I have a son who also lives in Boston.
Oh.
Yeah. He works remotely for a green energy startup, which is cool. He lives with his girlfriend who's getting her psychology master's.
All right. So maybe she found somebody like mom. That must feel nice for you.
Yeah. It's really fun. We have lots of good conversations. She's so much fun. So bright.
Oh,
so.
That's wonderful. So one of the things I saw, Trevor Crowe, mm-hmm. that you care as well about is the housing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can walk into it, we can jump into it or mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of cross currents when it comes to housing policy.
Yeah.
Everybody says they want the same thing, which is an end goal of people being able to have lovely, affordable housing. But when it comes to the nuts and bolts of some ideas of what that's going to look like, particularly in Greenwich, it's where the rubber meets the road a lot.
Yeah.
So what do you think about, from a state point of view, if you get to Hartford, what do you think about the current system, which is 830G? What's your opinion on that?
We're not going to change 830G. I know that Ryan Fazio says he's going to go up there and change it. It's not. It's a law. It's been there since 1989. It's the same age as Ryan Fazio himself. He might have been a one. Anyway, it's there. We need vision. We need leadership. We need to make some choices. We need to ask our neighborhoods to choose where things work for them, what's appropriate, and have them develop the vision.
So you think that it should still be basically local control, or do you think that Hartford should dictate?
I think we need to have our communities decide what is appropriate for the areas. Now, in Greenwich, we have a couple cool situations. We have Greenwich Communities that has built and maintained affordable housing.
Unbelievable. Sam Romeo.
Yeah, Sam Romeo for
He's
many
decades.
He's
done an incredible job.
Yeah. He's done such a good job. I think we need to ask him to keep going and give him help and support him.
He's done a great job. And have you seen some of the nice housing for people in Greenwich?
Yes, he
has. Really nice housing.
Done a very, very excellent job. So I think he has a great idea. And he did point out something, because I saw him at the Retired Men's Association a couple of weeks ago, where he's like, look, if you build a building and you put, you know, 10 or 20 new, well, say you have 60 units and then 10 of them or 5 of them are affordable, you're adding to the housing stock and you're not putting enough affordable in there.
That's right.
If you do,
you're lopsiding.
Exactly, lopsiding. So you're not getting close to your 10%.
That's right.
So when you do a Sam Romeo project or, you know, Greenwich Communities project.
Because they make townhouses. They don't do these high-rise density things.
Exactly.
They do the kind of things that people want to live in.
Yes, exactly. And they're appropriate for the neighborhood.
Right.
So I think we need more of that. I also think, why do we have developers coming in with huge projects and then they get winnowed down over time? Why doesn't it go the opposite direction? Why doesn't a community say, this is what we need, come 6 developers bid on this project? Tell us what you
because
can do.
Because it's not private, because it's very often private property land. It doesn't work that way.
Well, if
it was town land, then you could do that.
Town. So I'm actually like thinking of, we've got a parking lot in Coscob that Sam Romeo has, the town owns.
Oh.
He has suggested a development. It's probably big relative to what,
okay.
It's literally walkable from my house.
I see.
Again, a little bit more input from the neighborhood.
Right.
The things that he's already done in Coscob are excellent. So he's a known quantity. You know, let's work with
him. Let's get pretty architecture and landscaping. Make it look good.
Exactly. And work for the community.
Yeah.
We need workforce housing. We just had a COO, I think the COO of the Greenwich School System, resign. A terrific gentleman. Everybody loved him. But he was commuting from Brantford. The poor guy was in the traffic for an hour and a half. This is not sustainable. We have to have housing that everyone or people can live in and afford. And that includes our kids coming in, our elderly people who are downsizing or, you know, need to stay. And I believe if we look at a community cradle to grave and we make it thriving, and this is about, you know, battling loneliness, isolation, all these things. Senator Murphy talks about this quite a lot. Our Surgeon General, Murty, pointed this out as an epidemic in the U.S. It rolls back into my mental health background, which is the way that we have healthy communities. Our people are together. They interact. They see one another, all ages. And so this is what I'd like to see us do with vision and do things that are appropriate and work for our communities. And it's doable. We know how to solve problems. Have you been on 95 in the Narotina exit, Darien, and they've built a lot of...
Where the Whole Foods is?
Yeah, a little bit further along. There's a mixed-use building.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fabulous.
Is it fabulous?
Yes.
Okay.
Restaurants, stores.
I'll go see it.
The living quarters, residential above the stores of building.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, when you have vision and you can get your town together and agree on what you need to
do. Well, that's it.
Can
so
be
that's
done.
That's really what I'm asking, Trevor Cope. 203-333-9422, because there is this drumbeat from Desegregate Connecticut that is coming into Hartford and then is making its way towards various towns and communities. And they are funded by real estate developers. I mean, everybody knows this. The Regional Plan Association, which gives them their money, is real estate developers. And it seems to me, personally, and I've said this many, many times, that we have these, we have volunteers that run and are on these boards and commissions because they love their communities. That's why they do it. That's, they don't get paid. They do it because they love their communities.
Of course.
But we are taking the carpet out from under them. We are eviscerating their ability to protect their communities if we keep saying that developers don't have to care about any local zoning controls, coastal situations, conservation issues, landscaping issues, density, height, because they're coming in with 10% affordable housing. And now we have this fair share thing. We just have this drumbeat from Hartford. If you're in Hartford, how do you take these goals that you want to have, how do they work in the framework of state action versus local action?
Well, I'd much rather see carrots, not sticks. I believe there is a $50 million fund being suggested to help communities build more affordable or workforce housing, and that's an important part of this. Again, when you have a community who comes together and decides this is what we want to do and this is going to work for us, everybody's got buy-in. If you smush something on top of people from top down, it's not going to work. You're going to get people angry and nobody's happy. So I do believe positive. I think you give, you know, again, a $50 million fund. So you give a developer a chance to build something perhaps smaller that fits in the appropriate way with whatever that community is. And we figure out a way to make that workforce / affordable housing work for our communities. It's doable, again. Okay. And I'm not for top down at all. I don't think that works. Nobody's happy. That's not a good way to make it happen.
Some people are happy. People who want control are happy. Some people are happy. That's why they're advocating for it.
Yeah.
People who want to be able to skirt certain things and jump over things that were formerly obstacles are happy.
Right.
People
right.
who see it as more money in their pocket are happy.
So we, again, equitable, and yes.
So, Trevor Crowe, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
It really is a pleasure. So if people want to know more about you, do you have a website? If people are listening from Greenwich and they want to, they're thinking about how to decide on this.
TrevorCrowe4Senate.com. You can find me there.
Very, very nice of you to come in today. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great to see you again, Trevor.
So
and good luck.
To see you.
Good luck. We'll
Thank
be following
you.
The campaign.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.